I'm Alicia Cruz, a graduate student at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat.
It'll allow you to say, she's like me, and she did it. And so I think it opens the possibilities for young women to be able to see themselves as women in STEM.
Dr. Devana F. Pierre is the Assistant Director of Faculty Diversity at the University of South Florida and the co-author of a $2.4 million grant awarded to five Florida universities from the National Science Foundation. The purpose of the grant, which is geared toward minority women studying science, technology, engineering, and math, is twofold: to raise awareness of career opportunities for them and to educate them on how to succeed once they're in those positions. Three Florida STEM educators talked to us about the importance of minority women becoming role models in these fields. First, we hear from Dr. Allison L. Watson, Dean of Florida A&M's College of Education, 2018 STEM Woman of the Year, and Pierre's co-author.
Science and technology was always something that I gravitated towards, but it was something that I did not see a lot of women representing. And this grant and the work that I'm doing is proof that when you have a passion for something and you follow after it, you put the work in and you surround yourself with people that are going to encourage and motivate you, then you will achieve your goals. Think back to that fourth grade science experiment or that one light bulb moment that happened in a class lecture that truly stuck with them to this day because I think about those times, and then say, how can I create a system, solve problems, change the world based on my knowledge base, my content expertise, and then how I'm going to deliver and go after it. That's essentially what I've done. I'm an educator at heart, but I've been able to merge my passion for what I do with my career in order to impact others who are just like me. So I encourage others to do the same.
So my name is Adrienne Cooper. I am the provost here at Florida Memorial University. My degrees are in engineering. My undergraduate degree is in chemical engineering, and my doctorate is in environmental engineering. That's actually the most difficult challenge that we have in front of us. It's not those people who sort of recognize that they have a bias. It's the people who believe that they don't. Part of our work is helping people to recognize when they jump to those conclusions and to back off of them and to help them understand what diversity brings to their workplace. Innovation, it leads to creativity, improves performance in every way that's measurable, and probably in some ways that aren't. If you look at the literature and you look at why women leave STEM, it sometimes is because we want to be in our helping profession. While I think those are important, it's also important for us to understand that STEM and STEM fields have a plethora of ways that we can provide value, and God, it is so much fun as well.
My name is Sandra Vernon Jackson, the director of the STEM INQ Lab at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. I'm also a math and STEM educator. There were some challenges for me while I was in school. As an immigrant, being in physics classes, introduction to meteorology classes, as the only female of color, and not having lab partners because of that, I realized that there was some breakdown in how girls are told that their identity or their gender has nothing to do with mathematics. I have to fulfill that pipeline by allowing young girls to see themselves in a science, in a technology, in a mathematics, and in an engineering-related field. So don't be afraid to be passionate. There's a platform for you. And pull someone with you. Give them the opportunity. Allow them to know, without a shadow of a doubt, exactly what their purpose is.
That was Dr. Allison L. Watson, Dr. Adrienne Cooper, and Dr. Sandra Vernon Jackson. To read more about the grant and the women benefiting from it, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Alicia Cruz.